Welcome to the Plan the Magic podcast, where we help you plan your trip to the happiest place on earth without a travel agent. Little disclaimer, I'm not affiliated with Disney, the Disney Company, or the Disneyland Resort in any way. These podcasts are meant to be educational and help you plan your trip and are as accurate as possible on the date of publication. But things do change, so make sure you double check and we're not responsible for any discrepancies. Hello, hello, and welcome to the Plan the Magic podcast. I'm so happy you are here on my very, very first episode. Today, we're just going to do a little background on me and my love for Disney and the Disneyland Resort in general, and why I wanted to create this podcast for you all. So, my name's Samantha. If you haven't found me before on like Instagram or anything like that, and this is the first time you're meeting me, I am in my 30s. I live in Calgary, Alberta, Canada. So, hello to all my fellow Canadians out there. I'm currently a chiropractor by trade, but I am making a transition out of that into more health coaching type stuff. And I'm married. I have a husband that we've been married for just over a year and a half now. And I am a dog mom to a chocolate lab named Clover, who is a handful. She's my first dog, but I absolutely love her, and now I want to rescue all the puppies I ever see anywhere. So that's been my new project. So I have been a Disney adult my entire adult life, and I was definitely a Disney kid growing up. I grew up on all of the movies, and we had them all on VHS, which is aging myself, but for those millennials and older out there, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Used to watch the movies over and over and over again. I had Pocahontas bed sheets. I had Megara pajamas. I always wanted to be a different Disney princess every Halloween. It was just such a big part of my childhood growing up, and I always wanted to go to Disneyland. And I remember those commercials you used to see on TV about the going to the Disney parks for vacation, and that was always something I just wanted so badly. But I did have to wait a little while. I was 17 the first time we went to Disneyland in California. My parents and my aunt and uncle decided that we would do kind of like a little joint family trip. So in the summer of 2008, which was the summer I graduated from high school, we got to go for the first time. So it was me, my parents, my two younger brothers, and then my aunt and uncle and our two cousins, which they were all younger than me by quite a bit, except for my one brother. He's 4 years younger than me. But then I have our youngest brother, who's actually 13 years younger than me, and our cousins were closer to his age than they were to mine. So it was one of those things where they don't really remember much, my brother and my cousin, but the rest of us certainly did. My dad was not a fan, probably will never step foot in a Disney park again. but I obviously fell in love with it. It was such a good time. We had no idea what we were doing. We had really no plans other than we were just there and what days we were going to be in the parks versus doing things around Southern California. But it officially became an obsession, and that just followed me into my adulthood. So I've been to Disneyland in California the most. Like I said, that first time was in the summer of 2008, July 2008. And then I didn't get to go again until I graduated from my undergrad degree. My friend Jocelyn and I went after we graduated university, and that was in 2013. And then I decided to go to chiropractic school in Portland. So I did live down in the States for a while, for 3 years. Obviously there was no traveling at that point in my life just because school was, you know, taking up my time and my money. And then when I graduated from chiropractic school, my roommate and I from Cairo school went to France for 3 weeks, and I couldn't be that close to a Disney park without checking it out. So we did do 2 days in Disneyland Paris. So I have been to the Paris park as well. And that was 2018. And then I came home, started working, met my husband in 2019. And then we all know how it happened in 2020, and travel just kind of stopped and the parks closed. And then in 2023, a few months before we actually got married, my husband and I went to Disneyland together for the first time. And it was also his first time ever. he did not grow up as much of a Disney kid as I did. So this was kind of a something he never planned on experiencing, but he married me. So this is where we are now. and then in 2024, so this year we went in March again, because our honeymoon, which was originally supposed to be in Maui, we decided to postpone that because of the fires they had last year. So when my husband went, why don't we go back to Disney instead? I'm like, okay, twist my rubber arm. So we went back almost exactly a year later for our second trip. So I absolutely love Disneyland. I'm also a 1-3 in human design, which if you know anything about that, we are the researchers and the teachers and we like to experiment and share everything we learn for other people. So I love to research things. I love to teach and I love to share that with everybody. When people ask me anything about Disneyland, I launch into these massive explanations about literally everything to do with the parks. So I figured instead of just saying that over and over again, why don't I do a podcast? And instead of telling people that maybe don't necessarily want to hear it as much, why not make a podcast for people who actually want to hear it? So we're here now. And my goal with the podcast is to every week kind of cover a specific topic. And then we're also going to be doing monthly prep podcasts. So about halfway through the month, I'm going to be doing a prep podcast for the month coming up. So for this month, it's July 1st right now as I'm recording this. Middle of this month, we'll be putting out a podcast for August, which will go through things like crowd calendars, weather, any special festivals, food. We'll go through the Reverb calendar, all those sorts of things. So you know what to expect if you have a trip coming up in the next month. And then all of the episodes in between those prep podcasts will be more specific to like how to get around, different ticket prices, how to use the app, what is Genie Plus, which just changed. So that's what is Lightning Lane now, and all of those sorts of things. So regardless of when you're going, those podcasts will be available to you to go and listen to and check out for specific questions you might have. And of course, as things update for those, I'll be doing new episodes to replace any information that might be outdated. That being said, Disney loves to change things kind of at random. So like this past week, we got the notification that Genie Plus would be no longer and it would be changing to Lightning Lane. Just the name changed in Disneyland. It's a bigger deal down in Disney World because it's actually changing how things work down there. I haven't been to Disney World yet. Disneyland is more my jam. So that's what this podcast is going to be about, is strictly just Disneyland Resort in California, because that's what I know best. That's where I've been multiple times. That's the most knowledge I have. That's the obsession. So that's what we're going to be sharing with you guys. So yeah, that's a little bit of background of me and kind of what brought me here to doing this podcast. This was a super short little episode just to give you a little background on me and the Disney adulting that is happening for me right now. I will be putting out episodes every Monday is the plan. And yeah, so that's it for today. I won't go too long because this is just kind of like an intro type situation. But I hope to see you guys every Monday here, wherever you're listening. If you are happy and loved the magic of this podcast, it would mean the absolute world to me if you liked it, subscribed it, followed it, left a review, depending on which podcast listener you're listening to. Those things look a little different, but for every interaction you have with the podcast, downloading it, leaving it a review on Apple Podcasts, giving it a 5-star review on Spotify, that helps the podcast grow and reach other people who are looking for a Disneyland planning type of podcast. So I'd be so absolutely thrilled if you guys did that for me and help us reach some more Disneyland lovers like us. All right, so if you want any more of this kind of stuff in between the podcasts, make sure you follow me over on Instagram at plan.the.magic.dl, and I will see you next Monday.